Thanks be to God. I'm going to invite forward the children for a brief children's message. Got a few of them out there. Come on down. All right, my two. And Harrison. All right, cool. All right, Kaya, you're going to have to play along. I'm going to need a volunteer here this morning. And Vicar Dollar, I'm going to scoot in right next to you and take, I need to be by these bags. Okay, do you guys think I like to play games? What do you think? Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Harrison, I really like to play games. And I like television shows, and I want to tell you about one of them. It's kind of an old school game, but some people here will know what it's called. It's called Let's Make a Deal. Okay. And the way this game is played is that there are prizes given, and there are prizes behind a curtain, three curtains, one, two, and three. And some of those prizes behind the curtain are really fabulous. Some of them are gag gifts. They're not so good. Do you know what a gag gift is? It means it's kind of a joke. It's not a great thing. So we're going to take one volunteer here this morning. Kaya, will you be our volunteer? Sorry, I'm putting you on the spot here, but thank you for playing along. Did you make your bed this morning? You did? Mom, is that true? I didn't see. All right, perfect. All right. So you're going to start out, you get a gift. That's pretty cool. Kaya, you're going to start off with a gift there. And what I got here is I got behind curtain number one, bag number one, behind bag number two right here. And we got number three. It's kind of backwards for you, but I think you get the picture. One, two, or three. Now, Kaya, we're going to start out this way. You can keep the treat. Or you can trade it for what's in bag number one. Okay? Now, let me tell you something here. This is part of the game. Two of these bags have gag gifts in them. But one of these bags has a really fantastic prize. Okay? So do you want to trade for bag number one? Good job. Thanks for playing along, honey. All right, there you go. I get the treat. Oh, I get the treat. Yep. Don't look inside. Don't look inside, okay? All right, now, what we're going to do here is we're not going to look at bag number one, guys. We're going to look inside to see what's in bag number three, all right? A dirty sponge. Yeah, Harrison, does that sound fun? No? Okay, yeah, not so cool. Yeah, not so cool. So that's not good. But do you know what this means, Kaya? Kaya, this means that the big grand prize is either in the bag that you chose or it's in bag number two. So now you get an option. I'll let you trade. Do you want to keep what you got or trade for bag number two? Well, let's trade, okay? Let's trade. Okay. We're going to trade. All right, there you go. You'll see why. Don't look inside. Don't look inside. All right. All right, behind bag number one. Does that sound like a cool gift? Yep, someone said yes. All right, could be. Yeah, it depends. Yeah. All right, Kaya, let's see. This means you get the grand prize. What do you got? Hold it up and show everyone. Oh, big bag. So you went from the small to the big one. Good job. Can you share that with Harrison and Kaya or Claire after church today? Is that okay? Thank you. All right, so hold on here. So why am I talking about all these gifts and all these items that we get here this morning? Wouldn't it be nice if life worked out that way, that you'd trade and you'd get bigger and better gifts and possessions and things would just be greater and greater? Unfortunately, life does not work out that way. Sometimes we end life actually with no possessions and things. Sometimes we end up with a lot of possessions and we're not happy. So life really doesn't work out this way. Jesus is going to tell a parable today in our gospel that we're going to read. And Jesus says this, "Be on guard against greed, for a person's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Okay, and then he's going to tell a story about a guy who kind of trades and gets bigger possessions, gets more things, gets more barns, more fruit, more property. But at the very end, he's kind of collected all these things. He's not happy, and he's all alone. So life is not like a game show, what we learned here this morning. And God doesn't just give us more and more and more and more. What we need to do is learn to be content that God supplies just what we need, our daily bread. And that's important, and to recognize it and to give thanks to God for what he does give to us. So be on guard against wanting more and more and more. Thank you for participating this morning. And I will show you, I promise this week, I'll show you an old version of Let's Make a Deal, okay? All right, thanks for coming up this morning, boys and girls.